Welcome to the Secular Foxhole. My name is Martin. Hi, Blair.
Hi, Martin.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you. How are you?
Yeah, fine. We'll have this trailer and this intro to our new podcast. So, the name, The Secular Foxhole, could you tell about that?
Well, sure. Yeah, I back in 2004, I wanted to start a blog, and I was thinking of this, a couple of names. The Secular Foxhole being one of them, and had another name. But I chose The Secular Foxhole because I thought it would attract more of an audience, if you will, and because of my own thoughts and feelings concerning the state of American society and culture. In my mind, I pictured myself looking out at the world through binoculars in a foxhole. Not that I wanted, I was, in a war with my neighbors or my friends or society, but it was because I felt the ideas that I hold dear, and American was originally founded on, are being erased, if you will. And waves and waves of irrationality are sweeping over us. So it's like that foxhole analogy. You're in this foxhole because it's a place of protection, but it's also you're looking out at the world and you want to find other people that agree or think the way you do.
Mm-hmm. Good. And in the artwork of our podcast that you came about, it's some symbols. Symbols, the dollar sign, and the Statue of Liberty. Could you also tell about that?
Right. I'm again, the secular part of Secular Foxhole is I'm firmly established in this world, if you will. And I believe that it's not really a question of belief. I'm certain that reason is the best way to gain knowledge. And if one does that, one sees that liberty or freedom of the individual is the best way to live in society. And as an extension of that, capitalism is the best political / social system to live in, because people trade mutual values for mutual benefit.
Great. So when we talked about the name and the symbols in the artwork, and also a little bit you have talked about who you are, do you want to say something more about your blog there and who you are, Blair?
Well, I'll say a little bit more, I guess. I started this blog in 2004, and for several years, I was fairly regular. And then, as it happens, you know, life and circumstance come upon you, and I had to set the blog aside for a while. But now I'm back into, because of technology and because of the podcasting explosion, I thought that I should or could combine blogging with podcasting and hopefully reach an audience of like-minded individuals.
Yeah. And we put very in the description of a podcast, and that could develop, of course, over time. But we want to get fuel for our listeners and the soul there, and intellectual ammunition, ammo, by listening to the Secular Foxhole.
Yes, podcast. I agree.
And also in order to fight for separation of religion and state. In America, it's called, you know, freedom of religion and separation of religion or church and state. But religion is, it could be in other countries around the world. And I will talk a bit about that also in the future. For example, how it is in Europe. Maybe it's not so much about the church and the state there, depending on which country it is. But it could be one other kind of religions. We'll
if
talk
I
more
could,
about that also. Yeah?
If I could interject one thing. Although I have unequivocal admiration for our founders, I wish in a certain way that they had used the term freedom of conscience instead of freedom of religion, because consciousness is an attribute of the individual. And America was founded, the political aspect of America was the basis of individual rights, which is all but forgotten today. But I wish they had emphasized freedom of consciousness or conscious. I think that's the correct word, conscious, instead of freedom of religion.
Yep. That's good that you're pointing that out, because we will talk more about that also, what great things the Founding Fathers did, but also, how to say, the gap there, what's, that have led what America is, the state is now, and other countries around the world, and what we want to do with our podcast here. So it our goal is that it will be published on a fortnightly basis every 2 weeks, and it will be like discussions, you and I, and also we will have guests in the future also, and we are thinking
Continue. That's certainly a hope of hope of mine, probably a hope of ours, to have prominent people that the audience will gain insight from.
Yeah, and this is like fundamental ideas and so-called heavy topic in the category in society and philosophy, and also religion and spirituality, and also social science according to the categories of podcasting when you pick ones. And but we want also to focus on the positive, but this is that you could have philosophy for your life here and now. But we will have probably a segment of like good things happening and maybe some not so good, and then end with a good note also. Because it's very easy to, as you said, in your foxhole to maybe get a bit down, but that's not the main reason why we are starting this podcast.
No, it isn't. I definitely want to emphasize positive aspects of America and of life.
That could be also a topic for the future. You had this American, what is it called?
Exceptionalism.
Yeah. So that's great.
It's under attack today.
Yeah. And you will be able to find this podcast on our podcast host, Sound. Hotel, you could call it, audio hotel. So it will be the-secular-foxhole.captivate.fm. And also your blog, as it is now, where is that located?
Yeah, that is secularfoxhole.blogspot.com.
Yeah. And I know, because we have talked about that, in the future you will have your own domain there, and there then you will be able to find the podcast also.
Right. I hope to combine the blog and the podcast into its own domain pretty soon, hopefully.
Yeah. So now we'll also wrap it up here to say that this podcast is free to download and to subscribe to. And you'll be able to listen to this podcast on different podcatchers applications, for example, Apple Podcasts or Podcaster, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, etc. And you will also find it in the future on podchaser.com, where you could rate, review, and give us constructive feedback. You could also interact with us in cyberspace, for example, on social media platforms like Instagram and Twitter. And we will include that in the show notes also. And we are thinking of becoming active on other platforms, for example, Locals and Parler. So what do you think? Why should you give this podcast a try? Who do you think should listen to this Secular Foxhole? Please tell us. We look forward to hearing from you. And I hand over to you, Blair, to end this episode.
All right. Well, thank you, Martin. I am, again, I'm looking forward to the journey with enthusiasm. And I appreciate you wanting to team up with me.
Yeah. Thank you very much, and talk to you soon again.
Yep. Cheers. All right. Sounds great.
Bye for now.
All right. Bye-bye.